Shell's Arctic oil rigs have left the Arctic. The two rigs pulled into Unalaska's Dutch Harbor on Sunday, more than 1,000 miles south of the company's drilling site in the Chukchi Sea. They're now headed for Washington State. KUCB's John Ryan reports.
The rigs started on their way south after Shell abandoned its 8-year, $8 billion quest for oil in the Arctic Ocean last month. Shell spokesperson Megan Baldino says the rigs are refueling and making crew changes during brief stops in Dutch Harbor. Before this summer's unsuccessful drilling season, Shell contracted with Seattle's Foss Maritime to store its rigs at the Port of Seattle in the off-season. That plan met resistance from kayaktivists on the water and lawyers in the courts. The remaining legal hurdles to berthing the rigs in Seattle evaporated in recent weeks. On Monday, a King County judge ruled against environmental groups in their lawsuit against the Port of Seattle. They opposed the drilling because of the twin risks of spilling oil in the remote Arctic Ocean and fueling runaway global climate change. Megan Baldino with Shell says the rig's final destinations are still being determined, but they will not be returning to Seattle. The Noble Discoverer is headed to Everett to offload equipment and supplies. Baldino says two tugboats will bring the Polar Pioneer to Port Angeles on the Olympic Peninsula. When a single tug towed Shell's Kulik oil rig from Dutch Harbor to Everett in 2012, the rig broke free. It ran aground during a winter storm in the Gulf of Alaska. The Kulik wound up in a scrapyard in Asia. Baldino says Shell has incorporated many, many lessons from its 2012 program. She says safety is Shell's first priority. In Unalaska, I'm John Ryan.